So here's a little clip of music by way of setting up this next segment. Sadly, we've got a ways to go yet before the next season of Game of Thrones, whence that music comes, summer of next year, according to HBO. But in the meanwhile, how about a chat with the composer of the score for Game of Thrones and a bunch of other TV shows and movies you will recognize? Ramin Djawadi is his name. Ramin, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Are you okay that the first line of your obituary is going to be the guy who composed the Game of Thrones theme?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a good way to go?
Exactly, yeah.
We're going to talk about all the other stuff you've done, but and this is sort of a macro question. How does one get a job as a composer?
It's a good question. I mean,
he's shaking his head. He's like, I don't know.
It's all a blur to me at this point. I mean, I started with, I guess, in the traditional sense as an assistant and just kind of worked my way up.
As a composer's assistant?
Correct. Yeah, as a composer's assistant. And in the beginning, I wasn't even composing any music. It was more about handling the all the technical aspects that are in a musical studio. So it was actually a really good thing because when I first moved to LA, I was all eager and I thought, I'm a composer, I'm ready to go. Yeah. But if they had set me down on that chair and said, okay, write this piece of music it's going to be done tomorrow, I think I would have absolutely failed because I just didn't know all the technology and didn't know how to write to picture and how, you know, that's something that fitting music to picture, that's a whole another process that I think it takes a while to learn.
All right, so let's talk about music to picture for a second. Westworld. I don't watch it because I don't do scary things and Westworld is vaguely disturbing. But I watched the opening sequence before we came in here, and we're going to play a little bit of it, and then I want you to talk me through it. It's a bunch of robots making a skeletal creature that then you know is going to become sentient somehow. But anyway, we'll play the music and then we'll talk about it. You're bobbing your head along. You're like, I recognize this. How did it work? Did when you got this job based on Game of Thrones and all that other stuff, did they sit you down and say, here are the pictures, write music to this? Did they say we need a theme? I mean, how does it go?
With the main title, it was actually quite different because it, as you mentioned, it's animated. So it actually didn't exist when I was writing it. So we just discussed it conceptually. And we knew we wanted the piano because in Westworld, the piano plays a big
role.
Right.
It's a player piano. I mean, it's one of those
Correct.
Automatic things.
Yeah. Exactly. So I wrote a piece that was on the piano. And then once we had something we liked, we gave it to the effects house that then actually built the effects and the picture to the music, and including actually taking a video of my hands.
Are those your hands that's so cool.
So the notes are actually playing.
Oh, that's very cool.
It matches, yeah.
But you know what's interesting? If you put the Westworld theme and Game of Thrones back to back, you can tell they're the same guy. Or at least I can. You don't?
Sure. I mean, maybe that's a good thing. I mean, it's...
when you sit down and you have that blank screen or that blank piece of paper, how do you go about filling the page, if that makes any sense?
It's a scary... the most scary part every time when I start a project, it's that the beginning always takes the longest. Once you have your themes established and you can work with them, then it's a different part of the process, but it's hard.
One of the things I learned, and I'm a fan of Game of Thrones, and I should have known this, I guess, was that like each character has their own theme, and at climactic moments you have those themes intersecting, and I wonder how, obviously it's intentional, but how difficult is it for you to make all those character-based themes line up when the action requires?
Yeah, it's a tricky thing. The way we did it was we just kind of looked at it per season and said, which characters have a big story arc this season, and does this character need its own theme, or can we just stay with the family theme? And then every season, we kind of expanded from there. So it's kind of a math problem that's going
on. Right, and you've got the Jon Snow thing and then the whole deal, which is cool. So the Westworld soundtrack is now on iTunes. You are going on tour with the Game of Thrones score in February, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are an enterprise now.
Sure.
Kind of. I mean, you're shrugging, but yeah.
The fact that we're doing a music tour with Game of Thrones, with the performing the music, is incredible. And, you know, I would never thought that we would be able to do something like that. It's very exciting.
Well, listen, thanks so much for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
Another of Ramin's composing credits, by the way, the Iron Man movie, which gets us to a little project we did. Have you ever wondered what Marketplace might sound like if superheroes were real? Well, just in time for your vacation listening pleasure, we present Marketplace, the Superhero Show. We had some fun with it, so give it a listen. It's at marketplace.org. Let us know what you think.